It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Back here on the Average Joe's Sports Show, Joe Mixey, Denton Day, Adam Fornwall, and now joined by a man who's being honored this weekend by Liberty. It's the annual Hall of Fame weekend where they enshrine some of the best athletes to come out of Liberty University. And here's one that is very familiar to us. He's the head baseball coach at Liberty Christian Academy just down the road. Randy Tomlin, very, very happy to finally have you in the studio. I've known you for, 3 years now and never had you on the show, but we get to have you here. So what's it like? All the time you spent, you played for, I think, 3 years or 4 years for Liberty?
I was 3 years with Liberty, yeah.
3 years, and now you're being honored for that. What is it like to come back? And you've kind of been around here. You left for a while, and then you came back to living in Lynchburg to see that baseball stadium and to think about that. What's that been like? I know you were honored last night.
It's awesome. You know, from the time I was here, way back in the late 80s, was, just in the growth stage of the program, and to where it is right now is just the Lord has blessed so much for them and given them such great facilities. It truly is amazing. I've been, part of the program for several years, from playing, and then I came back and coached here for 10 years as well. So I've seen the whole growth of the program throughout the years, and to see where it is right now with what they have is really exciting to see.
I hate to ask you, what was it like to play with, or what was it like to be coached by questions, but there are a couple that we kind of are interested in wondering about. The first one that came to my mind, just from a historic baseball standpoint, Jim Leland, just like probably one of the greatest managers in baseball at the time when he was, a coach. And what was he like? I mean, he's kind of a little bit soft-spoken at times, but then could be really boisterous and bold in his opinions. What was Jim Leland like to play under?
He was more bold more often than he was soft-spoken.
Yeah.
No, he was a great manager because he was a player's manager in the sense he cared about the players and was very, very smart. He came would come across as being pretty tough.
Old school.
Times, yeah. And he expected respect and demanded it, and wanted things done his way, and guys respected that, and I did too. And he was a great man to play for, and I learned a lot by just watching him. How he went about managing games and that, and certainly deserves the respect he gets in the game now.
Now, following your playing career, you went alongside, you went on to coach, and you ended up coaching Steven Strasburg, who's now one of the better pitchers in the league. What was it like coaching him at a young age, and how have you seen him kind of mature over the years to be now a dominant ace?
Well, Steven's, obviously a great talent to begin with, and, I had him his first year in the minor leagues with the Nationals, and I tell you, with guys that are elite players like that, you end up learning more than you can really teach. The things that I helped Steven with were learning how to be in a professional, be in professional baseball, learning a schedule, a 5-day schedule, and learning to be on the field every day in the throwing program, and then then as games started, learning to be able to adjust in a professional game, within guys seeing you multiple times to learn how to recognize the adjustments guys make and adjustments you need to make or what, whatever you need to do. But he's certainly a special individual with the talent that he has, and he was definitely fun to watch. I've loved working with him because I could see, things that I talk about with young pitchers and want them to do. I had the opportunity to see a guy that did it, and was able to work every day with him and talk to him about why and how he did things.
Now, since your playing career, you went on and coached. You spent time at Liberty. You spent time with the Nationals organization. Now you're back here coaching at a different level. It's the high school level over at Liberty Christian Academy, and you've had some success, to say the least. I believe, was it in 4 years, you've had two state championships, or
well, and we, then. This will be my sixth year.
Five
previous years, not to quote stats, but we've 106-20-1.
Yeah. So, no, that's
make sure we write that down for baseball season. So, we need that.
Yeah. And, you know, took the program from the first year there to not having won a state championship to within 2 years we won back-to-back state championships, and then moving to the VHSL this past year we're able to go to the state finals, but lost to Hanover in the state championship game.
You guys won 16 in a row to close out the season. What does it take for a team to go on that type of win streak? I mean, we've seen it in pro sports, but at the high school level, it's kind of harder because you've got a lot of things pulling them in different directions. Speaking of the kids, what does it take to win 16 games with a high school team?
And not to mention, before you ask, is the games that you struggled with, the National High School Invitational down in Cary, North Carolina, yeah. We covered that. Those are the best teams in the country, in the country. So,
yeah, the we started the season off down there at Cary at the USA, the National High School Invitational with, our first game there was against Florence, Alabama, facing Braxton Garrett, who was the 7th pick overall in the draft. And, it was 0-0 going into the 7th, and we ended up losing. But, we lost 3 games down there, and then, it helps, that helped prepare us for the rest of the year. But to get guys to go on a run or whatever, it's really, you don't look at the streak, in a sense. You look at the one game. You look at this game today. What is it going to take for you to get ready and get prepared to play this game? And then after the game, you evaluate, turn a page, and tomorrow or the next game, you get ready to do it again. And you don't let I don't let guys focus on past, okay, or necessarily the future games. It's today's the day, because you're. I preach to them that their toughest opponent they'll ever play in the game is the game. And baseball is a tough game to play, and you got to get ready to play it the best way that you can. And if you beat the game by doing the things that you need to do or things you can do within the game, then you're going to come out on top a lot.
Are there any major differences going from coaching at a minor league to then going over to high school? Or obviously in the minor league, you're professionals, and then going to high school, they have school work and all these type of, what Joe said, things pulling them in different directions. Are there any real differences between coaching those two?
Well, I think it boils down to, in principle, it's the same as discipline. It's being disciplined to manage your time to get prepared to do what you need to do. Within the season, the minor league players are, it's their job. Their whole focus is to be the best they can be and get to the major leagues and move up levels. Yeah, at high school, they are getting pulled with classwork and things like that, which is extremely important. But if you're disciplined in everything you do, then you're going to have a chance to be successful in everything you do. So it's a mindset of don't take anything for granted. Don't take days off, in a sense of you got to be tough mentally and stick to your plan, stick to your schedule.
Have you had a chance to kind of take a look at the guys that are returning for your team with LCA? Talk about some of the new players maybe that are coming in, or just in general, a general scope of what's going to happen this season for baseball.
Well, high school baseball is different, than a college setting or a professional setting, because you got kids that coming in. You really don't know. You got kids that are coming up. You've got younger kids that are coming up from JV that have a chance to make the varsity team, and 1 year can make a huge difference in their own development. Zach Hess, who's at LSU, is a great example of that.
It's kind of anything can happen mentality.
Yeah, 1 year he's throwing, topping out 86. The next year he shows up, he's throwing 96.
Yeah.
But that's I think our kids have bought into the mentality of during the off season is when you make yourself better, and then it's compete for the level that you're going to play at. And we have a good crew coming back already. We lost 4 guys from last year's team.
Not terrible, but not with big pieces.
Right. Yeah. The fortunate thing is we're still very deep, and the kids that are coming up from JV are very good.
Yeah, win streak of their own.
Are very good. So I think our level of play will not diminish. I think, in some respects, I've always said the young crew that's coming was better than the ones that are there. So I think we have a very good shot to go deep again in the playoffs. It depends on the pitching. It depends on pitching always. Guys that need to get out there and throw strikes, and you got to compete and catch the ball defensively, and then score some runs.
Hey, shameless plug, you can find all those games at 90.9 The Light in the spring. We'll have those. Randy, I just want to read some of your stats here as you get inducted into the Liberty Hall of Fame. 22 complete career games, 4 shutouts. Those are both program records for Liberty. Just some unbelievable numbers while you were there. 18th round pick in the 1988 MLB draft. You were the third player at that time in program history to reach the major league level, and then you went on and played 5 seasons with the Pirates. So looking back on that experience, what is one moment that sticks out, whether you were at Liberty or whether when you were going through the drafting process, the minor leagues, or up into the Pirates organizations, where you really looked back on your time at Liberty and with the Lord and just said that was just so great that I had that? Because that can be a tough industry. It can be a very tough industry, baseball.
I think we were fortunate back in that time to have Coach Worthington, Al Worthington, as our coach, because he had played so long in the major leagues and was a great man of character. In that, he had been through it, and he knew what it took to be successful, beyond college, and he helped a tremendous amount in my development with helping me understand who I was as a pitcher and what it took for me to be successful. And I found actually that when I left Liberty, the going into pro ball was, I found it easy, not to say that it was easy, but because of what Coach Worthington taught me. When I went out into the minor leagues, I was ahead of the game as far as learning how to pitch, and looking back on that, I know that helped me a tremendous amount to climb through the minor leagues fast and get to the big leagues.
Well, we certainly look upon your accomplishments, and we congratulate you on entering the 2016 class and the Liberty Athletics Hall of Fame. You'll be honored at the football game tonight, right?
Yes.
Excited?
During halftime.
That should be fun.
Yes. Awesome. That's been a great weekend.
We'll see you there. And we're ready. We're already ready for some LCA baseball in the spring. So, Randy, thank you much for joining us. And good luck. We'll be talking to you.
All right. Appreciate it a lot.